Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Republicans on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee are pushing for a vote today on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, a day after dramatic testimony from the judge and a woman who accused him of sexual misconduct. In a highly charged session, Brett Kavanaugh angrily denied assaulting Christine Blasey Ford when they were teenagers. Dr. Ford earlier described fearing for her life as he allegedly tried to rape her. Our North America editor, John Sopel, says it still isn't clear what the outcome of any vote would be.
In some way, it's Groundhog Day in that we're not much further forward. There are three Republican senators who are undecided at this moment. We think they're still undecided. There are possibly a couple of Democrats who are in traditionally Republican seats and therefore very vulnerable to any swing in a midterm elections who might also be tempted to vote for Brett Kavanaugh going the other way. So we're not a lot further forward.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel will hold talks with the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan today in an effort to repair badly strained relations. He was welcomed to the president's official home / Bellevue to a military band playing the Turkish national anthem. Writing in a German newspaper, Mr. Erdogan said he wanted to turn the page on a long period of tension. But a member of the German parliament, Aydan Özsuz, said it was up to the Turkish president to show he could change.
Erdogan knows quite clearly what it means to be democratic, to come nearer to Europe. But in the last time, he didn't do that. He just did the opposite. And now he has to prove that he means what he's saying when he says that the atmosphere should be better and he wants to do something. So we need clear signs.
India's Supreme Court has ruled that women have the right to enter a revered Hindu temple, ending a centuries-old ban. Judges said the religious practice couldn't deny women the right to worship and must comply with the constitution. Officials at the Sabarimala temple in Kerala had argued that the ban on women between the ages of 10 and 50 was acceptable on religious grounds. Women in many parts of India are barred from religious sites when they're menstruating because they're considered impure. World News from the BBC.